My name is Raul Velazquez, and this is your Daily Edge.
Yesterday, I was picking up my wife and kids from the airport. They went to upstate New York to a concert, and they were coming back. And when I was in the airport waiting for them, I get a text from my son saying, "Dad, I love you." And then I get a text from my daughter saying, "Dad, I love you." At that moment, I knew there was something wrong because I'm waiting for them. They're supposed to land, but now I'm getting texts. So I text back and I said, "Hey, what's going on? Are you okay?" My daughter texted me and I said, we've been in the air for about 30 minutes. We're trying to land, but there's so much wind that the plane cannot land. It keeps going down and up, but there's a lot of turbulence. So I just told her, I said, "It's okay. The storm will pass. I'll say a prayer. It's going to be okay." I texted my son. I said, "Son, everything is okay?" He says, "Yeah, everybody here is freaking out, Dad. There's people crying and the plane is shaking, but we're going to be good. You know, we should be landing shortly." After 45 minutes in the air, I was tracking their location with an app that I have to track the location. And I said a prayer, and then all of a sudden they landed and they were fine. When I picked them up, they came out. My wife was crying. My daughter was crying. My son, he was cool. He was cool as a cucumber. My wife told me that you should be so proud of your son because your son held the space so much for us. He didn't even sweat. So I looked at my son and I hold him and I told him, "I'm proud of him." He says, "Dad, I was scared. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was afraid. There was a guy behind me that was 30 years old and he was crying and he was throwing up. There were women and children crying and, you know, they were freaking out. It was probably the worst flight that I've been in my life, but I knew that I couldn't show any fear because of my mom and my sister. I knew I had to hold the space." So I told him, I hold him and he held me tight and, you know, you could feel the tension in his body. And he took a deep breath in and he let go. I said, "I'm glad I'm home, Dad. You take it from here. you do so much for us." Now I realize, like, man, like, you do a lot to hold the space for us. See, when the moment that the shit hits the fan, a man has to stay calm and he has to be certain. See, because people are depending on you. Can you stay calm in the middle of the storm? When everyone around you is scared, when everyone around you is freaking out, can you have certainty knowing they're going to figure shit out? So I asked my son, "What did he do?" He says, "Dad, I just prayed. I prayed and I just didn't argue the reality. So whatever God's will is going to be." See, certainty comes from surrendering. Knowing that things are not under your control sometimes. Knowing that all the things that you could do is just surrender and let go. The moment that we argue the reality, we're going to lose. Why? Because we argue reality saying, like, I wish things would be different. Instead of accepting reality and surrendering to the what is. The moment that you find your certainty, you could be calm in the middle of the storm. My intention for you today is to ask yourself, where am I showing fear? Where am I showing uncertainty? Where are the people around me feeling my uncertainty, my fear, my insecurities? Because that is, as a man, you have to build your emotional fitness. Emotional fitness is the key to having certainty. That's what we're going to talk about Leadership Summit. Leadership Summit, we're going to have a whole session on how to build emotional fitness, how to stay calm in the middle of the storm, how to build an anchor, that belief system that no matter what happens in your life, you know how to adapt, adjust, and execute. Because that's what I've been living the last decade. Every single day, I fill up my cup. Every single day, I rewire my subconscious mind to understand that there are things that I cannot control, but all I could do is adapt, adjust, and execute. So let go of your fear and just surrender. Whatever storm you're going through right now, just know that it's going to pass. And you have to believe with every single cell in your body that the best is yet to come. Can't wait to see you at the Leadership Summit, April 22nd, 23rd. April 22nd and 23rd, shit's about to get real. If it is your first Leadership Summit, be prepared. If it's not your first, just know that every single one of them is different. So you're ready for anything. Have an amazing day. Learn it, live it, experience it. Love life.
If you're a businessman and you're ready to lead, go to findmynextlevel.com so you can sign up for the Next Level Leadership Summit, an experience that's going to help you lead with power. Go to findmynextlevel.com. That's findmynextlevel.com. I'll see you there.